Well, good morning, handsome. It is so nice to wake up to such a good-looking face like yours. How about some sugar? Your kisses are so sweet. Well, I suppose it's time for us to eat breakfast. Now, be a good little boy and go make us some breakfast. You don't know how to cook? Sweetheart, that isn't a problem for a mage such as myself. I can give you the knowledge. Let me think up an incantation. I know just the right words. With this spell that I now cast, help my friend cook breakfast, knowledge for food to devour. Give us now, this very hour. There you go, hun. Now, be on your way, please. Well, of course that's all. I am a very talented mage, after all. I can do the same for me to acquire any knowledge that I desire. I can even know what you're up to when I'm not around you. So I would do my best to behave if I was you. Although I wouldn't mind you being naughty at times too. Like what you did in Baloo last night. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It was quite entertaining and very arousing, I might add. Now, enough chitter-chatter. Go make us some breakfast now, my dear. Smells delicious. What do we have here? Muffins. Toast with jelly. My, this looks quite tasty. And you made my favorite type of muffins. And for the tea? Oh, the smell of tea in the morning is so delightful. I don't care what anyone says. Any time is perfect time for tea. What about coffee? Ugh, so bitter tasting. Even after adding numerous packs of sweetener. Oh no, love. I have an incantation for that as well. Listen. Sleepy feelings I do despise. Open up my heavy eyes. Lift now fatigue in me. Give me plenty of energy. There, you see? I'm wide awake now. Awake, awake, awake! Okay. Maybe I overdid it a little bit. But I will calm down eventually. I should have left out the plenty part. Oh well. Live and learn, right? Now, let us eat our breakfast before it grows cold. Excellent job on these muffins, love. I taught you well. Make sure to eat plenty of your food, love. We have a full day ahead of us. I will need your help preparing for All Hallows' Eve or Halloween. whatever you wish to call it. For me, it is called opportunity. You see, at this time of year, many of my kind and other creatures grow stronger. The doors to the different realms open, so I can absorb some of the energy from each realm. I more than double my powers. A 9 times increase, to be exact. A mage basically calls upon the power of the planet itself. There are actually 8 other realms beside our own. So I call upon the 9 realms to empower me. I have been alive for hundreds of years. But I've only recently found out about this secret. So imagine a 9 times increase every year for the next hundreds of years. Quite a lot, isn't it? There are many, many mages around the world that could do the ritual that I will partake in. But because of witch hunters, our numbers have severely dwindled. However, I myself am too powerful for any witch hunter. And so they just deem my area here cursed woods and have everyone to avoid it. Shouldn't I be a goddess level by the time enough years pass? Oh, love, I am a goddess already. You're a goddess. And I do love it when you serve me and give me your undivided attention. And when you bow down and worship me. Speaking of, it's time for your daily subjugation. I'm finished with my food and will stand before you as you kneel before me. Come, kneel before me. And here's my little foot. Don't you want to rub my foot? Of course you want to. Well, what are you waiting for? Start rubbing them. That feels so nice. You like my feet, don't you? Is this a fetish? Oh, my magical effect on you. I wonder. Who cares? You liking them is all that matters. Wouldn't you like my foot all over your face? I shouldn't even have to ask. Boy now, should I? Very well. I will caress your face with my foot. You like this? The way I move my foot over your face. My toe moving across your lips. Want to suck on my toe? Don't worry. My feet are clean. So, go ahead. Enjoy sucking my toe. You really are a pervert. If you like my feet so much, I can always rub them over other areas of your body. But that's enough for now. Remember that we have preparations to attend to. Come now, on your feet. We have work to do. But first, I must wear the appropriate attire. Oh, I know you wish that you could have watched me change, but this is much faster. Now, come follow me out to the side of my house. Now that we are here, I need to conjure up the required items. 4 traditions of the old. Bring me now the items told. With chalk to draw upon the ground. With 9 lit candles gathered around. 9 tree trims, end to end. All these items now do send. And just like that, shopping is made easy. Instant groceries. Now, who needs Kroger's when you have such magic? One hell of a delivery system, huh? But now for the ritual. See that tree there? I'm going to give you this enchanted chalk. Draw a circle around the tree I showed you. Don't worry, you'll know how big it should be. Excellent. Now place the 9 enchanted candles around the circle. You'll know how to space them out. Isn't the magic the best? Okay, that's done. Next, line up the tree trims from end to end around the circle. Alright, that's everything. Alright, we need to light the candles. A simple task. What now? Well, love, I step into the circle. You see, this tree is a focal point within all 9 realms. Well, one of them, that is. I am unable to actually tap into the Tree of Life, the tree that connects all 9 realms. Unfortunately, due to my genetic disposition, and, well, still lacking magical abilities, I am unfortunately unable to tap into the tree's energy. Only the gods and their descendants are able to do such. Why, yes, the gods do have certain descendants that are within this realm, many of which are in still a state of amnesia, but they shall remember who they are in no time. Though, that is none of my concern. I simply want to become like a goddess myself. But it is a hard task. I have to change myself within and without. Honestly, quite a harrowing task, if you ask me. But it is something I have been very vehement of for years now. This ritual will be a catalyst to this long process. Not to mention, there is an upcoming war between the underworld in this realm, and, well, all other realms, of course. I'll let you in more on that a bit later on. Anyway, the 9 limbs keep any residual energy inside of a circle. The candles are the lights that make the connection between the realms stronger, and the chalk is infused with my magic to bring it all together. I will now recite the incantation for this ritual. You may want to stand back a little. I will say this within my own mind, so you won't be able to hear it, but you'll definitely feel the magical pulses coming from the tree. Now, now, the ritual is complete. And for your help, I'll give you a couple of treats too. The 9 limbs that are on the ground, pick one up. Like before, you knew what to do magically when preparing the ritual. You'll know which one to grab. There's your treat, a magical staff. All the residual energy merged into the limb through the others. Now you should be able to use magic yourself. Not nearly as powerful as mine, of course. Not even close. But it can be a good one for doing chores and stuff easier. And since it is a tad bit of my own power, it cannot be used against me. Not that it would harm me, but it can't break any of my spells I cast. Not that you would want to do that, of course. I just want to say that so you don't have to worry about making any mistakes. My pleasure, love. And yes, I did mention a couple of treats. The second one for us is in the bedroom, where you can use a different kind of magical staff. Come, love. Let's go have the happiest Halloween.